This is ESPN Radio's Barton Hahn Podcast.
Alan Hahn, Bart Scott, ESPN Radio, ESPN Plus. We are presented by Progressive Insurance. Guests on the Barton Hahn Show appear on the Goodyear Hotline. The number is 888-SAY-ESPN, 888-729-3776. And at Barton Hahn on Twitter and Instagram.
What are you flexing today, man?
And yes, I do have Tom Thibodeau. can we get it on Plus? There, you can see it's Tom Thibodeau right there. And the shirt says, "I'm only happy when I'm miserable."
I can tell it's Tom Thibodeau because I can see the peninsula on the top of his head, the Long Island that sits in the middle. I love you, Tom.
Hey,
I love you, but I got to do you.
Hey, though, look.
The man can flat out coach.
When you put in the time that he is putting in right now with this team and this group and. Yes, yes, America, that's 8 wins in a row for the New York Knicks, and they have 2 days off before their next game. So I declared this day is not just Earth Day. I declared this day as insufferable Knick fan day. This is the day because the Knicks have moved into fourth place in the East. There's 12 games to go in the season. They get closer to clinching a playoff spot for the first time in 8 years. And this is the day all Knick fans everywhere in the world understand why this is an important day for them. You know why? Your team doesn't play today, and your team doesn't play tomorrow. So after a win like that and an 8-game winning streak, another overtime victory, some fortune goes your way, some big shots happen, young players helping you win, a coach that knows what the hell he's doing, a garden that's rocking with only 2,000 people in it, this is that day where you're allowed to just for one day feel good again about having the loyalty to stay with a franchise that, as you know, over the last 8 years has given you many reasons to walk away. So this is your day. Insufferable Knick fan day, and we want to hear from you. 888-SAY-ESPN, 888-729-3776. And in fact, if you can tell me a more insufferable fan base when their team is winning,
Ooh. What
would it be? Because, and I'm saying this with pure love for all Knick fans, because I deal with them on a daily basis. And I know how it gets when the Knicks are winning. Now, LeBron James put out a tweet where he said the league is better when the Knicks are winning.
Man, I don't want to hear from LeBron, man.
The Knicks, the league is, but we'll talk more about LeBron later. But the league is better when the Knicks are winning. So you say that, but you also understand that it's a fan base that we get very loud. The Knicks are back, baby. The Knicks are back. And the tweet was, the league is simply better off when the Knicks are winning. That's what he said. And obviously, because Dipset, they did that thing for Kith before the season. On the garden floor, and it was a fantastic flow, all part of a release of the New Jersey. So, bottom line is, Bart, and this is Straight Talk brought to you by Straight Talk Wireless. The bottom line is, as Julius Randle said last night, New York, we here.
New York, he's such a perfect Knick, man. He's like built like Oakley / Xavier McDaniel.
True.
/
He's got the braids
Oakley.
Like Latrell. He's got the build like Oakley and Mace.
Yeah.
Right? And X-Man.
He scores
like Melo.
And he's left-handed.
He scores like Bernard King in the post.
And he's left-handed.
He puts up 40 like Melo.
He's like a
couple of generations of Knicks built into one person.
He's like the ghost of Christmas past, right? Like he's everything that you love and everything that the New York Knicks fan base
like
are
grouchy like
to.
Ewing.
Yeah, he's like a tough, self-made good player, right? He's not great yet, but he's a self-made good player. Now, if he can pull this act off 2 years in a row when everybody's going to try and break his game down, be able to, you know, to come after him next year, devise schemes and plans to try and make him do what he doesn't do well, then he can become a superstar. Right now, he's a star. He's a rising star, and it's hard to say that about a guy that's in his seventh year, but he's a rising star, you know, and he's in that in-between world between star and superstar. But he's definitely the MVP of this team, and, you know, he's the engine. When he's going like he's going yesterday. I mean, when did the Knicks become the Golden State Warriors with Klay? Like, when did they start hitting threes like this?
Hey, listen,
they couldn't miss.
And that kept them in the game because Trae Young, who got hurt at the end of the third quarter, was a huge difference. That's obviously a big reason why the Knicks came back because they couldn't guard him and Clint Capella. But that was the reason why they stayed in this thing because it was 69-67, I believe, at the half. It was insane. You know, the Knicks are the best defensive team in the league, and these are now two games in a row where at halftime we're at 120 points combined, almost 130. But, yeah, it was the three-point ball that helped the Knicks or kept them in this thing as they hit 19 threes, and it's 19 of 35. That's 50. That's almost 55%.
And it's not always – it's not just the threes. It's when they hit them.
Yep.
Like, these are big clutch moments. And one thing you can say about this team is how mentally tough they are, because they've been in a lot of tight games lately, a lot of overtime games, and they found ways to kind of squeak them out and come up with the big plays. And you can tell, you know, when things get tight, you can tell that's when the separation in coaching and execution kind of plays its role. And that's where Tom comes up. He's so good at being able to adjust the defense, you know, get guys to get scrappy, get them to buy in. Because I didn't think last night was going to be their night. I thought we were going to come in here, we're going to talk about, you know, they had an opportunity to go to four, but now they're two games behind Atlanta. And now, you know, they found a way to grind it out. And it's, you know, really, like, I'm really becoming a fan. You know, we all pick our favorites, right? I'm starting to really become a fan of Quickley, because I feel like this young man, his talk about like Joe Cool, we had Joe Cool when Flacco was a rookie. His pulse is like nice and slow. He got a slow heartbeat, man, slow pulse, man.
This like RJ Barrett too.
And, yeah, that's what I'm saying. And this guy just, he's not afraid of the big moment, right? And he's enjoying it, thrive. You can tell they're having so much fun and so much joy. You almost don't want to mix this team up with anybody else. You want them to grow together, but you know that they're a little bit short on the talent, and they need a couple more superstars. Because, man, when I say they have to grind out wins, they have to grind it out. But, listen, I don't think they would like it any other way.
I'll tell you what, and where they are now, as I mentioned, so they've won. The Knicks have won eight in a row. And for anybody that thinks, well, like Keyshawn Johnson this morning, as I was messing with him as a Laker fan, and he's telling me, relax, it's only eight games.
It's only eight games.
What do you mean it's only eight games? It's eight straight wins.
Against good competition, too.
For a franchise that hasn't been able to put together five games where you feel like they're heading in the right direction. I mean, this is eight straight wins, and it puts them in fourth place with 12 games to go. Fourth place means that if they finish in fourth, they would be hosting. They would be the home seed in a first-round playoffs, which is unheard of if you think about where they were before the season, where pretty much they were predicted to win in the 20s somewhere. They're already at 33 right now with 12 games to go. So now you're looking at, could they get fourth place? Could they? They still got a tough road trip coming up to the West. But could they at least avoid the 7-10 play-in? Yeah. They certainly could. And Julius Randle, he's talked about how their goals from game to game continue to rise with the wins. But remember at the trade deadline when I said some teams are going to be very active. They're going to want to add some pieces. Chicago made a huge trade for Nick Vucevic. They really wanted to make a push. They wanted to add another star, another all-star next to Zach LaVine, and they made that trade, and it has not worked out for them at all.
They lost like their first five games.
And it's not his fault. It hasn't worked out, right? So they've gone the other way. You've seen different trades around the league where teams are trying to either load up, teams are trying to add pieces, and take a next step. And the Knicks didn't do anything. You know, they moved on from Austin Rivers.
Got Derrick Rose.
But that's it. Well, Derrick Rose was done much earlier in the season. Yeah. But the point is around the deadline, I said, there's certain teams where you look at the group you have and you say to yourself, be careful. Because if you take a piece out of this or add the wrong personality into it, it's amazing how fast you can lose whatever you've been building all year, right?
Absolutely.
So they don't make a move, and you hear them all talking about how much they really get along and the gym rat mentality they have. They all go to the gym. They all put in the extra shots. A lot of players in the NBA do this. But what can you say about how important that piece of it is? This is obviously not a team built to win a championship, but it's a team that is supposed to be built to start something with a franchise that has been dormant for so many years. Is it important to keep that chemistry together and let these guys have – earned it to play this thing out and take this as far as they can take it?
Yeah, exactly. This year. I mean, if you can get better next year, then you do that. But I think it's all, you know, what they say, attitude reflect leadership.
Yeah.
Right? So we watch, and I kind of laughed a little bit because we've all heard that I'm in the greatest shape of my life speech. You know, we saw that with Julius Randle. He said he was going to, be a different player, this year. And, we watched him and, look what he's become. I think he's the model citizen for that team of what hard work looks like. What happens when you commit? What happens when you stop making excuses? When you stop pointing the finger, start pointing the thumb and saying, I'm not where I want to be. I'm not the type of player that I want to be. I got this wrong with me, that wrong with me. I did this wrong. And then now, if you're a younger player like RJ Barrett, if you're a younger player like Quickley or Obi, then what you're saying is like, man, like, I may not be born to be a great player, because I feel like every time you go up in levels, you go against, you get into closer to the top of the pyramid. But I think you're saying, well, I may not be born a superstar, but damn it, I could be made one, right? What's made lasts longer than what's born. And Julius Randle has made himself into a superstar, has put himself into all-star caliber status, right? And if I'm one of these other guys, I'm like, yo, just last year, he wasn't perceived that way. his game, like, you know, when you look at the points, isn't too much higher, but like, look at the efficiency, look at the how he's stacking up the all the numbers, and I think he's inspiring the other guys. Like, man, I can be him. I'm aspiring to be him.
If our best player is showing up at the gym at night, putting in another couple hours of shooting, maybe I need to too.
We heard what Quigley did, right? Yeah. After the game last night. Yeah. Not that one, but the game before.
Yeah.
The back-to-back.
Tuesday night.
Knowing he had a back-to-back.
Mm-hmm.
He's putting up shots.
Yeah, he was out on the garden floor putting up extra shots, and Obi Toppin went out and joined him.
And that's what happens when you dare to be great. Like, you, when you talk about we're trying to build something, you're trying to create a culture of accountability, a culture of this is our mission statement. This is what we are. You may be more talented than us, but in order for tired talent to beat, you know, guys that are in shape, you gotta be in shape too. And you can't take days off, because when you're a good team and a guy's in shape and he's bringing defense every game, he doesn't have to be as talented as you are. You know, you got to understand that, man. It's like, oh, man, who we got? The Knicks? Man, I'm too tired. Man, I don't feel like dealing with this. Oh, here go to one-man press. Here come all these little Patrick Beverleys all up in my face. Ah, I'm going to fight them.
Every opposing coach is saying that about this team, is they're hard to play against. They're a very physical team. And that is an old-school mentality that Tom Thibodeau brings to this team. Now, again, you talk about Julius Randle. He's an all-star. We already know that. He could be all NBA. Very possible. Most improved player in the league this year?
Absolutely.
I would have to say, right? So
Jeremy Grant.
All that stuff you could – maybe. But no, all that – yeah, come on. But all that stuff can be said. But when you look at it, is Tom Thibodeau really the most important piece of this whole team? Because this is what brings it together. And he was the one that everybody questioned too, because it didn't work in Minnesota.
He
clashed with some young players. Mm-hmm. They say he runs players into the ground. Well, they worried about that this year with this team. And what did this team do? This team's only getting better as the season goes on. That's really what it's about, right? It's trending up when it matters most, and that's where they are. And R.J. Barrett, who's one of those young players that absolutely is welcoming this kind of coaching, he said he loves it because he's used to it. He had Coach K at Duke, who's also a tough coach, a tough-minded coach, who will push you and push your buttons and demand things out of you and hold you accountable. That's what Thibodeau does. And R.J. Barrett loves it. And in fact, when you look at the success of this team based on what you expected of them, it's hard to make a case against Tom Thibodeau being coach of the year. I had to add that part. 888-SAY-ESPN, 888-729-3776, because we want to hear from the Knicks fans. Like I said, this is your day today. Knicks fans, this is your day. This is the day you are allowed to be as insufferable as you want to be. Because for years, if you're a Knicks fan, you, A, couldn't talk about your team in NBA circles, couldn't do it.
Yeah.
B, when other NBA fans would talk about their teams and you'd want to like chime in about, hey, yeah, what – like, No, you can't speak. You can't speak. You're like, think about it this way. The Knicks, I said this to Mike Breen last night. Mike Breen sent me a text about how just exciting that game was in the building, all that stuff. And my reply was, it feels good to be back in the league.
Yeah.
Because that's really what it felt like. These last 8 years, probably seven of them, have felt like you weren't really in the league. Like this time of year, you were like talking about losing was better than winning and lottery picks.
You got evidence. You got Neil Akina. You got Noel. You got Knox.
I mean, it's just that's how it feels. It felt like the Knicks weren't in the league. So this is the welcome back to the league, Knicks fans. You have a day off. You have a couple of days off before your next game. Your team's in fourth place on an 8-game winning streak, the hottest team in the NBA, and you're allowed to feel good about it. And don't listen to anybody. Don't listen to Keyshawn. Don't listen to Richard Jefferson. Don't listen to whoever else is going to say something to try to wet blanket the fun you're having right now. Don't listen to them. This is your time. You have earned this, Knicks fans. Enjoy it, celebrate it, and let them make these fake banners about, oh, Knicks fans putting up a banner because they won 8 in a row. It does matter to you. You're back in the league. Yeah. It feels good. Be happy. And you know what else? They're afraid because they don't want you to be back in the league. A, because they just know how insufferable you're going to be.
Yeah.
But B, because this isn't like 2013 when it was an average age of like 33 years old, an older team that was not sustainable. This is a young team.
Baby
and oh, by
balls.
The way, two first-round picks, tons of cap space. This is just the beginning. This is a foundation of something that you can definitely start to believe in, and you absolutely should. That's Straight Talk brought to you by Straight Talk Wireless. No contract, no compromise. 888-SAY-ESPN, 888-729-3776. Bart, what do you say we hear from the people?
I want to hear from the people.
How about we go to somebody called Baritone Jones, and he's in Queens.
All right, Baritone.
What's happening?
Hey, what's going on, guys? What's going on?
How we doing?
I want to talk about two things. I believe Tibbs should be coach of the year, and here's why, other than Monty Williams and the guy from Utah. Now, Utah had a team already that took the Nuggets to seven games, so we knew what they were going to be. The Suns, Chris Paul is that other coach on that team.
Yes.
Tibbs rose, the Knicks rose up from the dead with Tibbs. Like, it's basically the same team. He had Austin Rivers for a little bit. Trey got rid of him. And then what's the other guy that's on protocol?
Oh, Alec
who's
Burks?
Not even
Burks?
Who's not even a top-tier player. It's just like Tibbs, he just finds ways to win. He has to be coach of the year.
It's what and what he's done, too, which you don't see a lot these days, and thank you, Jones, I appreciate you, man. What you don't see a lot of with coaching Bart, and I think it's in all sports.
It's year one.
It's you have a coach who basically says, give me the ingredients, and I'll figure out how to play. A lot of coaches, it's, this is my style.
Right.
And I'm like Adam Gase with Le'Veon Bell.
Let me get
right. Like, well, he doesn't fit the way I want to play. Well, but yeah, but you've got a weapon. You figure out how to use him. Tom Thibodeau didn't say, well, I'm going to play. No, the foundation's defense, which everybody can do that.
Yeah.
But the other part was, well, let me see. I don't really have a dynamic point guard. I don't really have somebody you'd call a great shooter, but we can make them better shooters. And then, of course, I do have one guy that has the potential to be like the engine of my offense. We've just got to get him there. And so Tibbs and the coaching staff have done that this whole year, and that's what they've built. So that's why you make the case. And this is not like, – Monty Williams done a great job in Phoenix, but he does have Chris Paul. That was a huge addition for that team.
And Devin Booker.
And Devin Booker. Right. And a whole bunch of number one picks that have now starting to grow.
Ayton.
And Utah's been together a long time, but they have been an outstanding team as well. But if you're really going to make the comparison, if I'm going to make the case for Tom Thibodeau, I would say this. Who has gotten more juice out of the squeeze than him? There's no one, not in the league. Who has gotten more juice out of the squeeze than him at this point with 12 games to go?
What's his WAR now? You talk about you know the Jazz. You talk about Phoenix. How many people off the Knicks could even play for Phoenix right now? I mean, honestly,
you mean who would be in their rotation?
Yeah, like who other than Julius? Who like who you taking? Like if you say, okay, man, we'll take yours, you take ours. They'd be like, I'm good. Right? And the same with Utah,
That's
right?
a fair point.
These guys are all self-made guys, overachievers,
You
right?
put all the players in a pool. Yeah. How many out of the first 10 picks
would
be from the Suns and Jazz roster, right? Yeah.
Pretty much all of them.
Yeah, that's a great point. All right, 888-SAY-ESPN. More calls. 888-729-3776. Let's go to Chris in New York. Chris. Chris.
Take us off mute. We're talking to you, Chris. Yeah, you. Chris, I messed up the flow, man. Damn it, Chris.
Tyler and Yonkers. Tyler.
Yo, what's going on, guys? How you doing? Knicks are back, huh?
Yeah, it feels like it. It you know what? It definitely feels like it.
yeah. Listen, we got to give some credit to Noel, man. He's been holding it down. I mean,
I was trying to get Nerlens on the show. Yeah, true story, though, and I don't mean to cut you off. I was trying to get Nerlens Noel on the show today, actually, and he's willing to do it. But he's got to get his mouth fixed. If you saw, he got elbowed in the face.
Yeah, he's the most. He's like, I'm gonna call him like Nerlens Ginobili. Like this dude. I mean, geez, I feel like I'm watching soccer. He dude fall. He hits the ground more than the basketball.
But he gets legit hit though.
I know, but he hits the ball
and he keeps coming back for more.
He hits the ground more than the basketball, man. Like, damn, get up.
So did you have a question, Tyler?
He's coming back, man. Holding down the fort, man, and you know,
no, he's been great.
I wonder how
we're
gonna integrate Mitchell back into the lineup when he becomes healthy, because I don't want to mess up this chemistry.
No, you know what, Tyler? Thanks for going. Mitchell Robinson. That's the thing is, once you put a screw in the foot of a big man,
you worry about that.
That's an indefinite. That's
Frank,
one of those. Yeah. There's no rushing
Sean
that back.
Bradley, who else got the foot problems?
Well, Kevin Durant,
KD, yeah.
Kevin Durant. And remember, the screw came loose and they had to redo it. So you don't want to mess with it. You've dealt with that.
If my screw came loose in my big toe with my ligament graft. My body pushed it out.
Some would say your screws are still somewhat loose.
Yeah,
that's what we love about you.
Whoopsies.
All right, 888-SAY-ESPN as we got the calls now loaded up. 888-729-3776. Also, Barton Hahn on Twitter and Instagram if you want to join the conversation. We'll get your calls rolling here. We got plenty more to get to, of course, on the show because there is a lot, obviously, going on in the world of sports. We're a week away from the NFL draft.
What?
I am trying to get Nerlens on, but like I said, you got to fix his mouth. And I mean, it's hard for him to talk of the fix in his mouth, but that's what they told me. He would be willing to come on, but unfortunately, it's hard to do radio when you got your mouth all stitched up.
Like, so hold on, Doc, give me the.
We'll see if he can come through. If he can't, all well, certainly end good. We did mention LeBron. There is an area with LeBron we have to go to when it comes to Twitter, as well as some other people. So we'll get to a lot of that, but we want to get your calls rolling here. And I have the question for around the country, because I know all the New York fans are excited about the Knicks, and maybe there are some Nets fans that are like, that window of opportunity to take over New York,
yeah, not so much.
Might have missed that. And then, of course, when I hear from people all the time, they're like, "Man, you Knicks fans are so insufferable. Your team has a little bit of success, and you're just so loud. We hear from you all the time." Are there other fan bases that you would rather not hear from aside from Knicks fans? I can think of one, and it's in football. And I think you know who I'm talking about. So we'll get your calls. Conversation continues, but first, Bart has this from the Home Depot.
Spring makes all things new, and the Home Depot right now makes all things possible. Start a garden, refinish a deck, use the Home Depot mobile app, and put over 2 million products in the palm of your hands and ready to pick up in as little as 2 hours. Oh, and if you don't like the tools or you don't have the tools that you need, Home Depot Tool Rental Department does. Download the Home Depot app and get started today. Bring it on, spring, with innovative help from the Home Depot, how doers get more done. Your calls after this.
Tired of ads interrupting your favorite sports podcasts? Good news! Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music, included with your Prime membership. Amazon Music offers the most ad-free top podcasts. Enjoy shows like First Take, Pardon the Interruption, and The Low Post, available ad-free and uninterrupted. To start listening, download the Amazon Music app or go to amazon.com/ESPN Pods. That's amazon.com/ESPN Pods to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
10 seconds on the clock. How many things can you name that are always growing? Your relationships, your skills, your customer base. How about businesses on Shopify? Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify's there to help you grow. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/network, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/network now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. Shopify.com/network.
Bart and Han.
I'm Bart Scott.
Chap it up.
Presented by Progressive Insurance, with insurance for cars, homes, boats, motorcycles, RVs, commercial vehicles, 1-800-PROGRESSIVE and progressive.com.
Oh, no.
I know, man.
No, when you said boats, man, I had to stop myself because it made me think of Step Brothers. And they concert today. I said, let me stop. Yeah, you can't say it.
You can't.
It's inappropriate.
I'm trying to remember what exactly you're talking about. It's Worldwide.
Yeah, it was the Ryan Spritzer, Bolton and
Hey, just before we get back movie. To the calls and everything
you
else,
touch my drum set while we was going, Alan. You touch my drum set,
John. John in Fort Myers tells us that we're not sure if you guys realize you're a national radio show, not just broadcast locally in New York. Most of us don't care about the blanky Knicks. John, they've won 8 in a row. They're the hottest team in the NBA, and they are a flagship franchise of the NBA.
And it's
they haven't
Knicks
won in a long
everywhere.
Time. This is everywhere. News. Like, I mean, if this is a big deal. If the Chicago Bulls have won 8 in a row and we're doing this, it's a story. It's
hold
a story.
I did KJZ this morning. What did we talk about? The Knicks.
Yeah, well, I mean, I had to laugh also because Steve sent us a message also. Please let us know when you change the subject so I can turn my radio back on. Thanks. I had to check on Steve. And, of course, what does it say? Hashtag Mets, hashtag Jets, hashtag Islanders. Okay, we're good with two of them. Hashtag Nets.
Okay, so the hate in you is deep, my child.
So look at LeBrick. That's your problem.
Look at what LeBrick put on the screen right there. You know what I'm saying? Ain't no denying.
The league
you know
is simply better off when the Knicks are winning. Now, one thing, though, with Steve,
he could have helped us.
I will give him credit because I believe in this, too. Adopt a shelter pet and give them a forever home. We do that all the time, too. So thank you, Steve. But unfortunately with you, you're going to have to listen to me and Bart talk about the hottest team in the NBA, and that is the New York Knicks. And you also have to listen to those calling in about it because – God, I mean, give them
it's a
their
story.
Due.
Like, come on, man. Like, this is like a miracle story.
There's some loyal fans here, man. And it's not just a miracle. It's a very interesting story of a
yeah.
Who saw this coming?
You gotta help them out because you gotta make them see themselves or their starving team in the Knicks and what we're talking about. So I mean, where would you go? Like, what team is that? What organization is down and out that we think could bring and galvanize the entire country?
Well, that's the people will say, well, this is similar like when the Cleveland Browns made the playoffs this year, and it's like,
yeah,
but the Cleveland Browns are not a team where like you got fans all over the world.
They got fans for like from the 80s, 90s.
Yes, they have a fan base, but come on,
yeah,
like you can't. That's this is more like if
the
Dak
Cubs.
Prescott,
what about the Cubs?
If Cubs, when they won the World Series. If Dak Prescott next season comes back, plays all pro quarterback, their offense sizzles, and they win the division, this is what that's like. Because, you know, while maybe that's more expected than even Julius Randle becoming what he's become, yeah. This, you know, maybe that's more, it's still, that's America's team. Like, whether you like it or not, the Cowboys have a huge fan base, and they also have, you know, an insufferable fan base. Yeah. They just love to, when their team is good, they let you hear it.
Yes, still the fans are.
And that's a story. Like, having him come back and play at that level and have the Cowboys dominate, maybe win 11, 12 games, I don't know if we all see that coming, but that's akin to this. Although, again, the Cowboys haven't lost as much as the Knicks have lost. Like, they've been epically bad.
Just last year, they were a joke.
So, yeah, this is a story. And we're going to tell it. 888-SAY-ESPN, 888-729-3776.
Just so they know, I'm a Pistons fan. Just so they know.
Yes, exactly. Let's see. Alex in Charlotte. Alex.
Yeah. Hey, what's up, guys? Catalina Wine Mixer, by the way, to go back to what you were talking about.
Yes, Catalina Wine Mixer, yes. Yeah, prestige worldwide.
But it was what I couldn't say.
It was a word he couldn't say.
It's a curse word I can't say. We're both in, and you know what goes with that.
Yeah.
Of course, yes. On my topic here, Yankees are probably the biggest base as far as globally going around sports. But wanted to get your guys' opinion. Who's going to make it farther in the playoffs, the Yankees or the Knicks?
Ooh. The Yankees have got to make the playoffs.
The Yankees are in the basement, man. That pitching, they can't hit.
Gio Urshela now comes up hurt.
Hurt his back running to first base. Mm. That's what happens, man. It's cold. Ah! When it's cold outside, man.
There's a concern about the Yankees. There's a reason for concern, even if we keep being told it's early.
And the Rays are their daddy.
Oh, my God, yes.
The Rays are their daddy.
That is true. That is true. Let's go to Jose in Queens. Jose.
Hey, what's up, Alan? Not a basketball fan, but hearing to your show has been awesome. Just listening to your energy and your passion. I'm a big Jet fan, so, Bart, thank you for those years a couple of years ago.
I appreciate you.
Speaking about the Knicks, right? I see that they're building a nice young core and stuff, but are you afraid that they might blow it up and take the Nets route where they had to build a nice young core and a good coach and they just broke it all off for superstars?
Well, I'll tell you what. How's it working out for the Nets? They've got three superstars and they're a championship contender. So, Jose, I mean, I get what you're saying, though, because it's easier to fall in love with homegrown teams or built teams like this where they're, a star is made, where young players are drafted and developed into what you're doing. So I get that because this really is. It's the same vibe as the Nets 2 years ago. It's the same vibe. D'Angelo Russell became an all-star, and Kenny Atkinson was a tough coach and a hard-driving coach that had them overachieving, and they got to a playoff. So it's literally the same type of story. But what came of that, of course, was Kyrie watching from afar going, you know, I kind of like that.
Yeah.
You know, and I want to be part of that. And Kevin Durant wanting to come to New York. But, you know, which one did he want to come to? Well, Kyrie's going to the Nets. I'll go with him.
Yeah.
And then obviously James Harden then comes in. And now you've got a team that this year and next year, when they get healthy, will be the most talented team on the floor, no matter who they play.
So what star eyeing your girl, Allen? What star
I'm not in the playing
league
that game, man.
Is eyeing your girl? Who's eyeing your girl? We know Zion eyeing your girl.
No. That's the part. I just, in case you missed that, you know, in case you missed that part of it, that's all I'm saying.
Right, but who else is eyeing your girl?
You know what? I'm not going to say anything because you know why? I don't want to Wojo it. I don't want to Wojo it.
That's not mess with the Wojo.
888 say ESPN, 888-729-3776. Joe is in Grand Rapids, Joe.
On my hood.
Yeah, so I got a player, man, that the Knicks need. He's going to take them to the next level. And they can get him for cheap.
Who?
Really, really cheap. Mac McClung from Texas Tech.
Oh, you're talking about the draft.
The contract. All right, so are we getting Dallas pick?
Don't win it all this year, but I'm telling you, they put Mac McClung with Julius Randle and R.J. Barrett.
I know who he's talking about, Mac McClung. I mean that again, it's like
You're wishing.
Yeah.
Like, I'm wishing on a star.
I'm looking at the next game right now. And this was happening
last night.
You're
talking about the draft already.
This is people talking about this last night even where they're talking about get this guy, they get that guy.
Enjoy the moment.
What do you need to add right now? Is they just leave this group alone.
We are secretly rooting
Chris
for
is
Dallas
in Connecticut. Chris.
To lose.
Hey, guys. How you doing?
Good.
Diehard Bulls fan. All those trades that they got, you think it's the coaching? Because I wasn't a fan of the hiring of Billy Donovan.
You didn't like Billy Donovan? I don't know what it is with them. They have a hard it's
chemistry.
I don't think it's like you have talent. There's games where they play really well, and then there's games that they're really bad. And it's what Billy Donovan's calling out a lot of times is how hard they play, or maybe the lack thereof.
Yeah.
And that's a hard thing that he's got to now instill, which is, you know, sort of what Tom Thibodeau had to instill, is how hard you have to play night in and night out to win in the league. And I think that's their issue. They've got serious decisions to make going forward, because Zach LaVine's going to need to get paid.
Yeah.
And that's a lot of money to pay somebody if you don't know, is he the guy or not? So
was that
when
Walt?
They made that trade.
Was that Walt?
I don't know. See, you just keep you're trying to tear this thing up.
I said this a month ago.
Don't mess with me.
I said it a month ago.
This is the day to enjoy what you have. This is Norman Dale saying, right, to support us for who we are, not who we are not.
In the words of Beyonce, let me upgrade you.
How dare you? 888-SAY-ESPN, 888-729-3776 is the number. We'll keep the calls rolling. We got more to get to. Diana Russini coming up 1 o'clock and into the NFL.
Diana!
A lot of questions there about what we're seeing in the draft. And the draft's a week away.
Week away,
man. Your draft prep is happening.
Yeah, man.
You got all that information stored up in your head, so we'll get to that. Also, something going on in Europe that I'm noticing in sports, that it's a big story, but it's also something that reflects on where we are in America when it comes to our pro sports and how they do it better than we do. I'll explain. Bart and Hahn, ESPN Radio, ESPN Plus. And Bart has this from HelloFresh.
Hello, Fresh. I bet we miss a true, true, real break. Not just the endless downtime. I mean a real break that feels earned, a shortcut that you can give yourself that makes your life a little bit easier. Truly easier, without sacrificing the end result. And that's how you'll feel when you go with HelloFresh. HelloFresh lets you skip the grocery store, the crowds, the traffic, the hassle, without sacrificing delicious meals. Mm-mm-mm. With more than 25 chef-created recipes to pick from each week, you'll never run out of meals to try. Go to HelloFresh.com/BART12 and use promo code BART12 to get 12 free meals, including free shipping. That's promo code BART12 at HelloFresh.com/BART12. Get your eat on, Diana, coming up pretty soon. Y'all better hang on and hang on for us. I holla.
Hey, it's Kaylee Cuoco for Priceline. Ready to go to your happy place for a happy price? Well, why didn't you say so? Just download the Priceline app right now and save up to 60% on hotels. So whether it's Cousin Kevin's Kazoo Concert in Kansas City, go Kevin! Or Becky's Bachelorette Bash in Bermuda, you never have to miss a trip ever again. So download the Priceline app today. Your savings are waiting.
Go to your happy place for a happy price. Go to your happy price, Priceline.
Bart and Han.
King to a god.
What's a god to a non-believer who don't believe in anything? That's the, hey, yo, when you really hear that, that's the realest thing ever, man. What's a king to a god? No matter who you think you are, right. Somebody is looking at you what's a like god, you don't mean nothing to me, son.
And what's a god to a non-believer? Meaning you can even say you're a god and
like, I don't believe
you don't have believers.
Woo! Spit hot fire, man. Get some strong stuff from crazy people.
Yes. So speaking of strong stuff from not crazy people, but fanatics who are fans, this story, now it's a couple of days old, I know, but it's still to me a story that, like, I was talking yesterday in the barbershop about this, and I found it to be really compelling.
I didn't even see that you got tight. Tightened up.
High and tight. Not
high, Silver
bad, right?
Fox.
Right? My man Dimitri hooked me up. So, and I didn't cheat on my barber, unlike Tony Reale.
Oh, man. That
T boy, was really upset, bro, the other day. You hear that story?
I think he's nervous. I don't think he can ever go back in there anymore. He can't even show his face. You got to send an edible arrangement or something. He got to have a peace offering,
man. Barbers take it personal when you cheat on him, man. You got to be real careful. Right? Betrayed by the blade. Don't do it.
And then when you go back there, they always be like, they look at it like, he messed you all up.
Nah.
I got to fix all this stuff I've been doing your hair for 30 years.
I got my Russian barber, man. I stay loyal to them. They're the best empire out in Long Island. Anyways, Bart and Hahn, Alan Hahn, Bart Scott, coming to you live from Seaport District, Pier 17, brought to you by Chase. So actually, this is supposed to be breaking moves, so let's just do real quick breaking moves. Mm. Now, again, you remember, of course, that so earlier this week, there were several of the major of the Premier League teams, soccer, that super were trying to create this Super League. Mm. And it outraged fans. Now, it wasn't that they were pulling out of the league, but what they were doing was trying to create a league of the really the successful teams that make money and get away from the ones that don't. And then, of course, you know what that would lead to. It would be the death, eventually, the eventual death of the Premier League. Yeah. That really, even though they would never admit it, that's the plan. Now, that they scrapped it immediately because it was not received well by fans, and of course, and sponsors didn't like it either.
Yeah.
So they have tradition there. But what I want to point out, which I think is important, is that was this, a bit of Americanization of what they love so much there in European soccer. And they didn't want that because it was always going to be about money and all that stuff. And they said, no, it's always about the loyalty to your brands, to your teams, and just the history and tradition of that sport there. But what I love about soccer in Europe that we'll never get here in America is that there, when you suck, you're punished. You're relegated. Like, there's something important about that.
Stone him!
Think about it. If you are bad, you could be kicked out of the league. You drop down and have to earn your way back. Mm. And why that's important is that here in the U.S., think about this as we're a week away from the NFL draft. If you go winless in the NFL, your reward is the number one pick in the draft. That doesn't make any sense at all.
Trying to help you out.
No, it doesn't. But you see what my point, though?
Yeah.
You're rewarded for being a bad franchise. You're rewarded for late in the season making decisions to lose games.
Yeah.
You're throwing games, Bart. In Europe, you can't do that. You can't.
Yeah.
It ruins your franchise if you do that. Here, you're rewarded. How does that make any sense? I never understood that. I'd love to get people's take on that. 888-SAY-ESPN, 888-729-3776. The problem is, we'll never change our ways here.
Not at all.
They got it right there, and we should never try to mess with it. Barton Hahn brought to you by Goodyear, helping you discover the road ahead. Goodyear, more driven. So we'll have Diana Rossini joining us next. I wonder what she thinks of that, amongst other things, in the NFL, as we are a week away from the draft. We'll discuss. We got your calls coming up. Hour number two coming up. Barton Hahn, Alan Hahn, Bart Scott, ESPN Radio, ESPN Plus.
Thanks for listening to the Barton Hahn Podcast. You can listen live to Barton Hahn weekdays at noon Eastern on ESPN Radio or stream the video of the show on ESPN Plus. Bart and Hahn, the podcast.